Hello friends, welcome to Sab Kuch E-Learning. Today's topic of discussion is budget and its importance. A budget, derived from old French word bagouti, a leather bag, is a quantified financial plan for forthcoming accounting period. The word budget is not used in Indian Constitution, but in Article 112 named as annual financial statement. A budget is an important concept in microeconomics, which uses a budget line to illustrate the trade-offs between two or more goods. In other terms, a budget is an organizational plan stated in monetary terms. Purpose of budget. Budget helps to aid the planning of actual operations by forcing managers to consider how the conditions might change and what steps should be taken now, and by encouraging managers to consider problems before they arise. It also helps coordinate the activities of organizations by compelling managers to examine relationships between their own operation and those of other departments. Other essentials of budget includes to control resources, to communicate plans to various responsibility center manager, to motivate managers to strive to achieve budget goals, to provide visibility into the company's performance, for accountability. Revenue budget. The revenue budget consists of revenue receipts of the government, that is, revenue from tax and other sources, and its expenditure. Revenue receipts are divided into tax and non-tax revenue. Tax revenues are made up of taxes such as income tax, corporate tax, excise duty, custom duty, and other duties that the government levies. In non-tax revenue, the government sources are interest from services that it renders, loans and dividend on investments like PSUs, that is, public sector undertaking, fees and other receipts. Government also has other expenditures like servicing interest on its borrowings, subsidies, etc. The difference usually expenditure that does not result in the creation of assets and grants given to state governments and other parties are revenue expenditure. Between revenue receipts and revenue expenditure is usually negative. This means that government spends more than it earns. This difference is called the revenue deficit. Now comes the capital budget. The capital budget is different from the revenue budget as its components are of a long-term nature. The capital budget consists of capital receipts and payments. Capital receipts are government loans raised from public, government borrowings from the Reserve Bank and treasury bills, loans received from foreign bodies and government. Disinvestment of equity holding in public sector enterprises, securities against small savings, state provident funds, special deposits. Capital payments are capital expenditure on acquisition of assets like land, building, machinery and equipment. Investments in share, loans and advances granted by the central government to state and union territory governments, government companies, corporations and other parties. Government budget. A government budget is an annual financial statement showing item-wise estimates of expected revenue and anticipated expenditure during a financial year. That is often passed by the legislature, approved by the chief executive or president and presented by the finance minister to the nation. The budget is also known as the annual financial statement of the country. Just as your household budget is all about what you earn and spend, similarly, the government budget is a statement of its income and expenditure. In the beginning of every year, government presents before the Lok Sabha an estimate of its receipt and expenditure for the coming financial year. The government plans expenditure according to its objectives and then tries to raise resources to meet the proposed expenditure. Government earn money broadly from taxes, fees and fines, interest on loans given to states and dividend by public sector enterprises. Government spends mainly on securing and providing goods and services to citizens, on law and order maintenance and internal security, defense staff, salaries, etc. In India, there is a constitutional requirement to present budget before parliament for the ensuing financial year. The financial, that is fiscal year, starts on April 1st and ends on March 31st of next year. Main elements of the budget are: it is a statement of estimates of government receipts and expenditure. Budget estimates pertain to a fixed period, generally a year. Expenditure and source of finance are planned in accordance with the objectives of the government. It requires to be approved by Parliament or Assembly or some other authority before its implementation. Process of budget. Presentation of budget. The budget is presented to Lok Sabha in two parts, the railway budget and the general budget, which gives an overall picture of the financial position of the government of India, excluding railways. The budget is presented to Lok Sabha on such day as President may direct. Immediately after the presentation of budget, the following three statements under the Fiscal Responsibility and Budget Management Act 2003 are also laid on the table of Lok Sabha. The medium-term financial policy statement, the fiscal policy strategy statement, the macroeconomics framework statements, simultaneously a copy of the respective budget is laid on the table of Rajya Sabha. In an election year, the budgets may be presented twice. First, to secure a vote on account for a few months and later in full. Distribution of budget. In the case of the railway budget, the sets are distributed to members from the publication counter after the railway minister has concluded his speech. The sets of general budget are distributed to members from several booths in the inner and outer lobbies, arranged according to division numbers of member. The budget papers are made available to members after the finance bill has been introduced and the house is adjourned for the day. Discussion on the budget. No discussion on budget takes place on the day it is presented in the house. Budgets are discussed in two stages: general discussion followed by detailed discussion and voting on the demands for grants. General discussion on the budget. During the general discussion, the house is at liberty to discuss the whole budget or any questions of principles involved therein, but no motion can be moved. A general survey of administration is in order. The scope of discussion is confined to an examination of the general scheme and structure of the budget. Whether the items of exploitation ought to be increased or decreased, the policy of taxation as expressed in the budget and in the speech of the finance minister. The finance minister or railway minister, as the case may be, has the general right of reply at the end of the discussion. Consideration of the demands for grants by departmentally related standing committees of parliament. With the creation of departmentally related standing committees of parliament in 1993, the demands for grants of all the ministries, departments are required to be considered by these committees. After the general discussion on the budget is over, the house is adjourned for a fixed period. During this period, the demands for grants of the ministers / departments are considered by the committees. These committees are required to make their reports to the house within specified period without asking for more time and make separate reports on the demands for grants of each ministry. Discussions on demands for grants. The demands for grants are presented to Lok Sabha along with annual financial statement. These are not generally moved in the house by the minister concerned. The demands are assumed to have been moved and proposed from the chair to save the time of the house. After the reports of the standing committees are presented to the house proceeds to the discussion and voting on demands for grants ministry-wise. The scope of discussion at this stage is confined to a matter which is under the administrative control of the ministry and to each head. The demand as is put to the vote of the house. It is open to members to disapprove a policy pursued by a particular ministry or to suggest measures for economy in life administrator of that ministry or to focus attention of the ministry to specific local grievances. At this stage, cut motions can be moved to reduce any demand for grant, but no amendment to a motion seeking to reduce any demand is permissible. Cut motions. The motion to reduce the amounts of demand for grant are called cut motions. The objective of a cut motion is to draw the attention of the House to the matter specified therein. Cut motion can be classified into three categories: disapproval of a policy cut, economy cut, and token cut. Disapproval of policy cut, a cut motion which says that the amount of demand be reduced to rupees 1, implies that the move disapproves of the policy underlying the demand. The member giving notice of a such cut motion has to indicate in precise terms the particulars of the policy which he proposes to discuss. Discussion is confined to the specific points or points are mentioned in the notice, and it is open to the member to advocate an alternate policy. Economic cut, where the objective of the motion is to affect economy in the expenditure. The form of motion is that the amount of demand be reduced by rupees, that is a specified amount. The amount suggested for reduction may be either a lump sum reduction in the demand or omission or reduction of an item in the demand. Token cut, where the object of the motion is to ventilate a specific grievances, the sphere the responsibility of the government of its firm is that the amount of demand be reduced by rupees 100. Discussion on such a cut motion is confined to the particular grievances specified in the motion, which is within the sphere of responsibility of the Government of India. Gulitan. On the last of the allotted days for the discussion and voting on the demands for grant, at the appointed time, the Speaker puts every question necessary to dispose of all the outstanding matters in the connection within the demands for grant. This is known as the discussion on demands for grants, annual reports, outcome budget, not detailed demands for the grant of ministries in connection with discussion on demands for grants, copies of annual reports and outcomes. Budget of the various ministries and departments are made available to members through the publication counter. Detailed demands for the grant in respect of various ministries, departments are laid on the table of Lok Sabha sometime before the demands for grants are considered by the departmentally related standing committees. Vote on account. As the whole process of budget beginning with its presentation and ending with discussion and voting of demands for grants and passing of appropriation bill and finance bill generally goes beyond the current financial year. A provision has been made in the Constitution empowering the Lok Sabha to make any grant in advance through a vote on account to enable the government to carry on until the voting of demands for grants and passing of the appropriation bill and financial bill. Normally, the vote on account is taken for 2 months for a sum equivalent to 1/6 of the estimate expenditure for the entire year under various demands for grant. During an election year, the vote on account may be taken for a longer period, say 3 to 4 months, if it is anticipated that the main demands and appropriation bill will take longer than 2 months to be passed by the House. As a convention, vote on account is treated as a formal matter and passed by Lok Sabha without discussion. Vote on account is passed by Lok Sabha after the general discussion on the budget, that is journal and railway, is over and before the discussion on demands for grants is taken up. Supplementary and excess of demands for grant. If the amount authorized to be expended for a particular service for the current financial year is found to be insufficient for the purpose of that year or when a need has arisen during the current financial year for supplementary or additional expenditure upon some new service not contemplated in the budget for that year, the President causes to be laid before both the Houses of Parliament another statement showing the estimated amount of that expenditure. If any money has been spent on any service during a financial year in excess of the amount granted or the service for that year, the President causes to be presented to Lok Sabha demand for such excess. All cases involving such excess are brought to the notice of Parliament by the Comptroller and Auditor General through his report on the appropriation account. The excess are then examined by Public Accounts Committee, which makes recommendations regarding their regularization in its report to the House. The supplementary demands for grants are presented to and passed by the House before the end of the financial year, while the demands for the excess grants are made after the expenditure has actually been incurred and after the financial year to which it relates has expired. Copies of the books of demands for supplementary or excess grants received from the Ministry of Finance are made available to members from the publication counter after the presentation of such demands.